send it to the largest daily or the daily paper which served the community from which he in which he lived.
Oh, so that's a Joe Blow story.
That's what you're
doing, Joe Blow story. That must have been kind of fun. A mild sort of.
Well, it was because the kids were so eager to get publicity in and hundreds of cases. Probably the first time those kids had ever conceived of the idea of getting in print, especially having a special story done about them.
Well, where were you during the war?
I was at New Zealand for a little while, and then I went up to Guadalcanal on the tail end of the invasion when the Marines went in there in 1941. And I was in there with the 2nd Division of the Marine Corps, and they were staging for the invasion of Bougainville. So I joined the division at Guadalcanal during the staging period, and then they took off October of 44, and I landed with the assault troops on November the 1st, 44 at Bougainville.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the assault phase was over, I circulated among the Marines, the New Zealand Air Force, the Marine Air Force, the Army CBs, the PT boat boys, those cowboys that were flying those old torpedo bombers, the TBFs they call them. And I stayed there until about March 40. No, it was 40. Yeah, March 45. I've got my dates confused. I went back to Guadalcanal and staged with the 3rd Amphibious Corps of the Marine Corps and made the assault at Guam in the Mariana Islands. And it was 43 that we landed in Bougainville, and then it was in the spring of 44 that we landed at Guam. Then I stayed there for about 4 months. Then I went back to Guadalcanal and for a period to a rest period. And then while I was there, I just did feature stories on whatever I could turn up. And then in February of 45, I flew back to the States by way of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And then crossed the continent by train, and then got home about 1st of March, I guess it was, 1945. And then I got married in June of 45.
And then you were in New Orleans for a little while.
That's right. Then
I
went from here. Went from here in June of 45 to New Orleans, and came back in November 1st.
And then have you lived here continuously?
Yeah, that's right. Since then, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well,
in the meantime, one of the most interesting things I think about. The newspaper, we started it after I came back from New York. It was the Great Depression was just a born-in, and I had been here just a short while when things began to get pretty bad. This was strictly a rural area. There was no industry here at all at that time. See, that was in 1932. And one of the banks here had closed, and there was nothing to do. So I turned up a job with the Southern Bell Telephone Company selling advertising in the directories, you know, the yellow pages.
Mm-hmm.
So I traveled around for about 2 or 3 months, and I got tired of it, so I decided I'd come back home. And when I got home, out of a clear sky, I just decided I'd like to run a newspaper.